It's 8:22. This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. Thunderstorms and high winds rolled through North Texas overnight for the second day in a row. That made for a soggy 4th of July and the wettest ever on record. More than 3 inches of rain fell. That's according to the National Weather Service. Meteorologist Dennis Kane says it's the third wettest day ever in July, and he says it may not be over.
There's a few showers that are moving through the Metroplex right now. There may be a larger batch moving through a little bit later this morning. And whether they actually make it here or not, that remains to be seen. But folks to the northwest of the Metroplex will definitely be getting some more rain later on this morning.
Kane says there's also a heat advisory until 8 this evening, and all that means is a muggy day ahead. The downpours caused flash flooding in some areas. Authorities are searching for a driver who was swept into high water near Turtle Creek. The Dallas Morning News reports a helicopter searching around Blackburn Street near Oaklawn and Lemon in Uptown. The driver was apparently on the phone with authorities during the incident, reporting that he was being moved by water, which was coming over the hood of his car. Up to 40 people are now involved in the search. Now, the heads up for drivers in the downtown Dallas Mixmaster. Construction on the Horseshoe Project will close various lanes of southbound I-35 between Riverfront Boulevard downtown and 8th Street in Oak Cliff every night this week. It starts tonight. Lanes will be closed between 10 at night and 6 in the morning. And Thursday and Friday, the northbound 35 connector ramp to eastbound I-30 will be closed overnight. Folks aiming to head east from northbound I-35 will have to pass downtown and take Woodall Rogers East to connect to 30. There's a statewide summit on Zika this week, and that comes just as Texas gets more money to combat the mosquito-borne virus that's linked to birth defects. BJ Austin explains.
Public health officials and local leaders gather tomorrow in McAllen in South Texas for a day-long workshop called the State of Texas Active Response to Zika, or STARS. They'll sharpen response plans with two tabletop exercises in which public health leaders will tackle the first confirmed local transmission of Zika in their cities or counties and a subsequent Zika outbreak. The exercise comes a few days after the Centers for Disease Control announced that Texas would get $1.5 million as part of $25 million going to states and cities to help protect Americans from Zika and its consequences. And the CDC says all the recipients will have those funds this week. Texas reports 50 cases of Zika. Harris County, the Houston area, has the most, 13 cases. Dallas County is second with 10, including the only case in Texas that officials say is the result of sexual contact with an infected person. The other 49 cases were in people who had traveled abroad. Zika poses a serious threat to pregnant women. It's linked to birth defects, primarily microcephaly. And as of July 1st, Texas health officials reported one case of Zika in a pregnant woman. For KERA News, I'm BJ Austin.
On Tuesdays, we explore education as part of KERA's American Graduate Initiative. Today, we go on the road with the Perot Museum's tech truck, designed to take science to the streets. The museum just launched a second truck. KERA's Bill Zeeble tracked it down at the University of North Texas campus in South Dallas.
Middle school girls in a summer science program are assembling pre-cut wood using nuts, bolts, and screws. They're getting help from the Perot Museum's tech truck educator, Michael Hughes.
And so today we're building trebuchets.
What's that?
We built a trebuchet.
Most of these 13-year-olds don't know what that is. Most adults don't know either. So Hughes describes it. It's kind of like a catapult.
Imagine a seesaw on the playground with a really big guy sitting on one end and a little tiny kid sitting on the other end, and the big guy jumping on one end and launching the kid into the air.
Put your hand right here.
The students then head outside to put their trebuchets to the test. They launch fruits and vegetables.
All right, when I get to one, let go and step back. 3, 2, 1. Oh!
Yeah!
The winning team launched an apple that flew 117 feet. The tech truck has been delivering science lessons to North Texas neighborhoods since last fall. A second truck started hitting the road this summer. By the end of August, the trucks could reach 22,000 kids, many in low-income communities where they might not be able to afford to make it to the Perot Museum in downtown Dallas. Back at the UNT summer camp, Samantha Romero and Tanaya Sanders are having fun with their trebuchets.
It was cool basically because we got to build it and we got to really see how it works. And we got to work as a team. We get to know each other more.
And like, it's a part of life. Like, you have to learn how to work with other people.
Collaborating to be creative is one of the points of the tech truck, says Teresa Lenling, the Perot Museum's Director of Public Programming.
That's what this type of programming is going to do, is for youth to really look at projects in a different way and understand who's going to do what within a team and really work on the project as a whole.
14-year-old Daisha Edwards, heading into ninth grade, competed in the Trebuchet contest too. She didn't need the tech truck to excite her about science. She got hooked discovering bacteria in all sorts of places.
And it was amazing because there was more bacteria on a cell phone screen than the boys' bathroom.
Ratna Narayan, UNT Dallas's science instructor, runs the summer program here. She loves the Perot Tech Truck.
We're a small two-building school. We don't have an engineering college. So when I saw the Tech Truck, I was like, Tech Truck, we're getting you here.
Today's Trebuchet contest, says Narayan, was, yes, about fun and team building, but it's also about learning the really cool stuff, science.
Okay, for something to go really fast and really far, then you have to look at the angle, the velocity, the material you're using, all that. But that's something you have to point out. It's not going to dawn on them. Unless you put it together in something like this, then they will learn.
Thanks in part to a school on wheels. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.
Again, there's a heat advisory in effect for most of the listening area until 8 this evening. Otherwise, today it should be sunny. There's a slight chance for showers later on with a high near 98. Tonight, partly cloudy, a 20% chance rain with a low around 79. Tomorrow it should be mostly sunny and hot with a high near 99. And tomorrow night, mostly clear with a low around 78. It's currently 81 degrees in Taos, 80 in Fort Worth, 81 in Tyler, and 78 in Wichita Falls. It's 8:30. This is KERA News.